Excellent. The idea that it's a minute. It's simple. Shut. Trust that. Yeah, no, I did it once. No, I'm saying I did it once. Okay. By this object, Jeffrey Parks' Bullock, know that the overwhelming majority of the subject is the narrative which described Bullock engaging in the services of Prophet Bilam to try and curse the Jewish people. We know that that plan got spoiled. Bilam doesn't curse the Jewish people, but bless them instead. And well, it comes up, and then the story comes to an end, but like that many times this, it's not clear for the Chumash whether B'nai Yisrael are actually aware of all this. It's kind of interesting to say where a whole story unfolds and relates these Jewish people, they were sort of seem unaware of all this, at least for later on. But anyway, then in the first service in the Baruch HaGemel, Pesach Tezai, this is after the first time. First time, Balak sets everything up, and Bilam goes to give his message, and his message here, the Baruch HaGemel, Bilam understandably is annoyed, and he says to Bilam, "My business is, I watch it here, make you good money. Curse me, and he can send you blessings." To which Bilam responded, "Look, I told you from day one, not you, but your messengers, of course, came from the beginning of February. So essentially, I told him right away that I can only say what God did. So in part, I'm going to pass it to Zion, and after Bilam says, I'm sorry, Bullock remains determined, after the first failure, so I guess Bullock pleads by the clear over the first don't succeed, try again. So Bob tries again. He says to Bilam, "Look, let's go and look at these people from a different vantage point. Let's see if we can place them there." So in Parak Kimmel, Pasuk Tezayin, it says, "Ayikor Hashem al Bilam." I also don't receive all the Shulah Bolak knows what about. So God happened to appear to Bilam, and he placed words in his mouth. He goes saying the following to Bilam. So in Parak Tezayin is the first one. "Ama Ilam, you know me, some of them have said the same way, but the Ama Bolak, my dear Hashem." One of the Bilam comes to where Bullock was, and Bullock is standing over this whole his cabinet, his associates, his ministers, and he says to them, "What did Hashem say?" And Bilam answers and posing to Chazal, his son, Shabbat, begins to prophesy. He says, "Call Bullock, Shmaha, you know, by the Lord. Stand up, Bullock, and listen to what I have to say." So Rashi tells us in the second source two things. Two psukim Yudayim, he says, supposing Yudayim, he says that when Bullock asked Bilam, "What did God say?" That was a shtuch. That was a derisive type of comment. That was a mocking remark, says Rashi. What did I say? Lashon tzchok was in it. That was a mocking tone. Why? Tzomar ain't chavir shusha. He didn't ask God, "What do you have to say this time?" Okay, he didn't say to Bilam, "What do you have to say?" So what did God say? He didn't say, "I say that you have absolutely no control of what you say," right? It was a dig. A little bit of a dig at Bilam. And then he said to him, "Tzomar ain't chavir shusha." You obviously don't have control of what you're saying. You've got only Rashi with God. So obviously, what did God say? So that's how Rashi understands that Bullock was giving Bilam a shtach, and Bilam gives it right back. And that's perfect. The second Rashi, so it's true. It has Kum Bullock, Kevin Sharon, but technical. Since Bilam realized that Bullock was belittling him, dividing him, so the scholar of the Pharaoh, see you in the middle, all right, come back. So what did he do? He said, "I'm more out of Lecha. You stand up. I'm going to make you more uncomfortable." I got to stop there in the heat. The sun. And Bullock is standing there. Bullock is sitting there with his men. And he said, "You stand up." He's got him inside. That should be his impression. The sign says, "You're not inside." He was standing. And I guess he sat down. And Bullock says, "I'll stand up." You have no right to sit. Well, I'm coming here bringing a message from the Almighty God. You better stand up. That's the background. So it's an interesting little exchange here, which is Bullock and Bilam helping each other. Rashi, of course, did not fabricate this himself. This is what appears in the Medrash. The third says, "But the rabbi, Parsha Chav, Simon Chav, Barbara Bullock, Bati Barashia, Shemra Arsha, Eno Rishu, Abba Lomar Masha, I wrote that." Okay? Bullock, for see that God was not in command of his own, he wasn't in command of what he said, that he could say whatever he wants. He couldn't. Well, I'm the Sachi Pros, he messed it a little bit. Came on Shirah, Bilam, Shem, and Sachi. Bilam saw that he was attacking him, or mocking him. I want to go on, I'm out, and I'm telling the Shari Leshe, but he's got a buck on that part. And that's the lesson, that's the story for here, for Parshas Bala. Now, as the title indicates, I want to speak about the issue of standing the recitation of Kaddish. We're going to take a roundabout excursion here until we get back to these two. That's just the background. So, let's see. So, the Gemara, let's make a point left at the beginning. The Gemara, certainly the science, neither the science nor the Gemara speak about standing or sitting for Kaddish or anything like that. Kaddish is barely written in the book, in the early sources. How Kaddish comes to a mourner, the whole discussion is certainly no mention in the classic sources about the former Saint Kaddish. If you look at the text of Kaddish, there's nothing but Kaddish about death. We're talking about Kaddish about mourning. Kaddish is basically a praise of God. It's made the great name of God become exalted and holy in God. It's praising God. That's really what Kaddish is all about. Right, so we'll focus also on Kaddish, and we'll apply into other things also. Okay, but in any event, Kaddish, the Gemara has very little about Kaddish. The Gemara speaks about Kaddish after learning, and so but certainly no details are given about standing or sitting or anything like that. So, and even in the Rishonim, as it really appears, the Maharil, and since we're going to Maharil, which is a great German prosaic, under the period of Rishonim, so the Maharil, in his Hilchos Tefilos, it's Hilchos the Maharil writes to follow, that's his student, writes about his practitioner, the Sefer Maharil, Lo Haya Omei, Lo Lekadish, Lo Leberhu. The Maharil did not stand up, either for Kaddish or for Borhu. Okay, that was the Maharil's practice. Okay, this is based on a column made in the standard of this Maharil, but there are other additions now. It's called Sehel Chutzil on the Kalimah Sashana. Anyway, so it's reported the Maharil did not stand up for Kaddish, not for Borhu, but Kol Kaddish comes from Uno Nisha Omei Atzisim Omei Yehei Rabba. However, if he was standing anyway when they got up to Kaddish, so then he remained standing. He didn't go out of his way to sit down. But if he was sitting, he remained standing. If he happened to be standing, he remained standing at least until he finished saying Omei Yehei Rabba, which is the main part of the Kaddish. That's the response to the Tibur, which also is a praise of God. So that is the practice of the Maharil. You don't need whatever you're doing. There's no particular posture required for Kaddish. You're sitting, you remain sitting. You're standing, you remain standing. Whatever you're doing, that's what he did. But he did not feel that Kaddish required any particular posture. Okay? Neither Kaddish nor Baruch. That's what his students support regarding Mario. There is a commentary system of thought from the Sutta Gemara. Sutta Gemara most of the time is printed on the wrist, the back of the Sefer. But to some talk to us, I should be more in the part of the Mordechai, which is after the way back in the back of the Gemara. So the Shulta Gemara and the Mordechai and Brokos, Karakshus HaShachar, okay, so that Mem Zayin of Aleph, the page of the Rish, the Rish Pagination, the back of Brokos, find the following Osei. Quotes the Rishalmi. The Rishalmi, Kuhu Kidvar Hashem Elech, that's a Pasuk, which exactly it is, but it seems to be a Pasuk, not from the Torah, but from Sefer Shoftim from Mori. Kum Kidvar Hashem Elech, arise, stand up, because the word of God is being brought to you. Mikan Amr Lezer, Kad Anu Amen Yehei Shmei V'chulei. So from here, the Lezer derives that when you answer Yehei Shmei, the whole Dover Shem Kedusha, and any other key that categorized as a Dover Shem Kedusha for a second, all of them make up our glory. So Shulti Barim, which is also early authority, says that when you come to Kaddish or Baruch Hu, or any Dover Shibbet Kedusha, as mentioned above. Dover Shibbet Kedusha will translate, literally means a matter of holiness. We're going to translate it as affectionately dominating, where it's a praise of God that is responsive in nature, where we need a minion, where the chazan calls out and people respond. That's called the Dover Shibbet Kedusha. Okay, so an example is Kaddish, because basically what happens with Kaddish is that the chazan invites the people to answer with him and say, Amen, and say, Hey, Shai Rabba, it's on our Baruch Hu. The Chazan calls out Baruch Hu Hashem Elohim, bless God, and we respond. Okay, Baruch Hashem Elohim, Amen. Well, Kedusha, the because it says the Torah is Elzevi Amara, we say Kadosh Kadosh is all the point. So those are any kinds. Right now we're not just teaching. So all kinds have a common Yeshmer Rav. Okay? Can be Yimu Amen. By the way, that's a good thing. I want to mention, you know, sometimes a bit, I'm not saying it's a word, but it's a bit of a mistake because people think that the Yimu is a hard time. Everyone says Amen. That's not from the tombs. So, you know, Yimu, Amen, right? It's not really right. The proper way is for the chazan to say the more name, which means say amen, then what's that? Amen. Sometimes in the shul, like, you know, you hear it, that's not really right. We really, the proper thing is that, right. So, in my shul, I tried to kill you about it, but, you know, the chazan to say, you can do it. But, all right, again, I don't want to accept people of that, but the proper thing is because the invitation. It's like in benching, you know, on the side of the lake, right? The same idea. And that's the meaning of what you want to say, okay? But anyway, that's good, obviously, to get back to the book, it's only five. It's a question. But of course, that's not something we end up relocating. Okay, I don't know. Anyway, but the point being that the kid of the student that was in here, you know, surprised me. That's not a problem. But the stuff that you've already said is based on the Yerushalmi. That when you answer your Heishmei Rabbo and any other Dabishmei Dosh, it's different. The Darkei Moshe and the Rabbo, the Rabbi the Rabbo, the Rabbo's Darkei Moshe, are a Chanzim Nunvah, quotes in Hosei, or the Mahariel, who lay over the South Kaddish Baruch Hu, he quotes the Mahariel, who did not stand as he said before, by the Kaddish Baruch Hu, as tall as possible, and he shall over that system of an Heishmei Rabbo, unless he was, so to speak, caught standing, he was already standing. And then he remains standing at least until the end of the Heishmei Rabbo. The Hamimei Glamo, but the Ramon is with the custom where he lives. Yeah. The Ramon already passed him in the Darkei Moshe on the tour, but the meaning is second skin. Okay? The Chalom of Sosim, I'll do a small amount of Jesus Chalish Park with the Sacha Kippur to Ramon. Okay? And I found the Thor is going to sit in the Gemara, which is ready, because he shall be a clean to Rosh Hashanah. I had to be disputing in source number five. There are two problems with that source. Let's call it anything by the Ramon. It should be the Gemara. And then says Yerushalmi, problem one is no such Yerushalmi. We don't have such Yerushalmi. Our text is Yerushalmi, there is no such passage anyway. And that itself is not an earth-shattering question, because as many of you know, Yerushalmi, over the years, the different versions, Yerushalmi is not as well preserved as the Bavli. The Talmud Bavli is what's more often studied. We're learning Gemara and Yeshivas today, studying primarily the Talmud Bavli, the Chalmi, and the Bavli. Now, it's not to say Yerushalmi is not important. A lot of people do study Yerushalmi. The Orthodox Yomit and Shalmi too, but for the most part, we study Talmud Bavli, which was much better preserved over the years for 2 weeks. Number one, that more people living in Bavli, so that's a number before the advent of printing, everyone that was copying, we had copies, all manuscripts. So that the more people we had writing it over, the more copies there were. And second of all, there were mistakes sometimes, and we had greater Talmud Chachamim living in Bavli. So I bet you think the Ramban, they told me that I'm printing this, printed. So instead, the Chidusha Ramban in the Gilead, of course, Alfred Mays. Talks about Yerushalmi, nothing to do with us, but he makes a general comment, verse 7, the Ramban and Megillah, he makes Zahu in the Hagavar, so in Tas Shibush, she is Pilshon, a wrong mistake sometimes in the text of Yerushalmi, we tell us how spoken, from scribal errors, you know, the copyist errors, right? We play Shah Hormel, the Chacham HaTaminim, the great Chacham HaTaminim were not as occupied with Yerushalmi, so they didn't, you know, they didn't always correct the text, they didn't have as many people study it, so on and so forth. So Yerushalmi text is corrupted in some places. I had the privilege many years ago to art school now, because I was translating the Shabbat in Bavli, so look now, it's a Shabbat in Yerushalmi. They're having a front page show here, green cover, on many, many Masechtas already. So before I was, working on that, I'm translating from the Yerushalmi, and this was very difficult because of Russia, and the team is Russia, right? There's no Russia in Yerushalmi. But also because sometimes there are textual issues, and they're real problems. In fact, you open up any random edition of Talmud Yerushalmi website in the front here, and also every page, every translation, they're a part of that called the textual variant, where they print a different text that sometimes changes the meaning of a whole past very fast. But anyway, so the fact that they're shipping all quotes to Yerushalmi that we don't have, okay, it could be if they never had text to Yerushalmi, they got lost to the Yerushalmi. The bigger problem is, not only is no such Yerushalmi that Shilpin wrote, but also no such custom. That's a really hard to explain. Quote to Yerushalmi, something wrong, so it's fine. The Rabbo brings, and our Hans and the Rock, he quotes Yerushalmi, quoting a Pasuk, quoting Kidwa Hashem Elach. Because it's possible that the poem came to Hashem and Lachas. Stand up to the word of God is being brought to you. It's not right, but it's not quite. That's what I'm saying. It's not a correct, exactly correct quote. What is there? So say, it's safe for Shoftim, per Gimel Pasachal. This is sort of an Ehud with the Shoftim. And he was approaching Eglon, the king of Moab, from the story. And she had a case, I don't. But Ehud, it says in per Gimel Pasachal, Shoftim, the Ehud Bahila, Ehud came to Eglon, who Yoshin Ba'aliyah, Tabakera Shalu, Vado. He was sitting upstairs in some private room that he had, I guess. Penthouse sleep, whatever it was, at that time, right from the attic, some upstairs. Vayomer Ehud, Dvar Elohim Elecha. I have a message from God for you. Vayokom Al Hakisi. He stood up from his throne. That's right. So the passage, the way it's quoted in this mysterious Rishonim that the Son of God brings, and in the quotes, Kum Kivar Shemelecha, which means we had to stand as a directive to stand. Look in the post, it wasn't exactly a directive to him. Okay, he can't stand up bringing the word of God. He stood up. He stood up. So it's a little bit different. Now Rashi, hold this on Rashi to a there in Shoftim, Paragimel, Pasuk, Jara, Lutim, and Elecha, the Tzarech HaKolamo. The implication was this intent. That if Rashi learned, and maybe knowing what happened, Rashi learned that although maybe it wasn't directly told to stand, that was the implication. That, like he said, you know, I'm bringing a message of God to you, hint him. You know, so he stands up, that kind of thing, that's the Rashi, right? Yeah, you can say, just be close to Shabbat, look at the misquote. No, but that's yeah. I understand, like, when you saw it fit up, but that's Rashi, you're right, you don't have to say that. And it seems to matter, the maker says, if you look at the second Rashi, because there is a positive outcome for Eglon. You know, he gets filled with the story. But yeah, by the way, Eglon is also Malchboah. This is Eglon Malchboah. Anyway, by Elton Malachite, Lechach Zocha Yassim and Rus. He was rewarded for doing this act of honor to God, for standing up in his name. That Rus, who later, of course, comes to the Hour of the Convent, which has the great grandmother of David HaGalef, the son from Rusi is the daughter of Eglon. Okay, you write back, that's the same thing. There in Shaft Department was called Sustan. The Medrash that Rashi and Rabbah are referring to is Medrash Rabbah and Rus Parsha Pei. In the text of Bibish and Ruben Amar Rus and Arpa, both Rus and Arpa, those are the two ladies who married the two sons, Machon and Chilion, I guess the two brothers married two sisters. Rus and Arpa, Penoso, Shaeglon Hayu, Shanamai, Dvar, Sisi, Lech, Amel, Abraham, and so on, so forth, things like that, and the Tzim, the Eid, Bo'ela, the other Eid, the King, the Lech, and the Tzim, the Lech, and the Tzim, the Lech, and the Tzim, the Lech, and you stood up to your throne in my honor, so I'm going to reward you that you'll have a son, a descendant, who will sit on my throne. And the Yaku Chimuni, they were choked
Well, that means that I don't know what that God's for.
So I said, God, to him, looking to what God. So Rashi says to Pshat, it's come no from Omar, now Moloch, how peace the Hashem, Shakisi, Shahashem, the humble of Mishiyat, it's the throne on which God decides to sit, puts place, whenever he decides. God is right, God gives him a shoot. That's why it's called peace of Shem. They have this emergency, peace of Haman, Kimohavavana, the Tessos, the Chodesh. Now Roma, some of Tessos of Doris, says, peace of Shem, and the throne of God was like full, was like complete. Okay, what is it about? It's an interesting side point that it's Avraham to Shlomo, 15th generation. Avraham to Shlomo. And he mentioned the Bible, he's a guy who didn't have such a Roman. I mean, no, not so, they're all the lilies in the top. Shlomo, Boaz, Omer, Yishai, Dovah, Shlomo. Is that a cost of Kitzel, Kishem, Shlomo? Be fine. So nothing's missing, but then afterwards, the next, the group went downhill after that. They went downhill. That's how the Alkut Shimon also. They didn't give an Aleph, it's going to raise them a tough race a day. Both the same thing. He asked the same question. My Yisrael should talk to me. My Yisrael should talk to me. I don't know if he said, he asked for the blessing of God, wait, so Hashem? He don't know Hashem for a second. He didn't do that. All right, and then tell us, what does it mean, Kiyos Hashem? And so you have a few different interpretations in the Medjus, the Rashi Yoyakot. Medjus of Al-Kutsuani said, Al Kiyos Hashem showed himself all about Tofa. Shom Hashem, Tofa, all about Tofa, ruled the whole world. And various other things. Well, one of the things he mentioned, this idea, first of all, also mentions the story of Eglon standing up. And has this whole thing that that he threw his Yerushalayim, that's Kiyos Hashem, and you counted it with the comparison to the moon, the moon just fully after 15 days, so after 15 generations, that's when the seed of Hashem became, reached its height, which all about it. But, yeah. Right, but here, it doesn't mean that here, obviously, the place of Shalom,
here's a problem. The agent has to testify. So what are they supposed to do?
the Hashem, and the test of the head, so it's a high situation. So it says, first of all, the Gadi is not chayav unless he pronounces the name of Hashem. As Rashi says in 18, she is like Hashem. But you heard someone else. Now, the name of God, he says, curse that name, that doesn't count. He has to pronounce the name of Hashem. The Mishnah continues, each day during the trial, the Eidim would relate what happened, using nickname. They wouldn't say curse the name of God, actually, but a kinui. Yake Yossi as Yossi. Okay, Yossi, the idea of Yossi and Yamachi is the same as Okay. Okay, so it's so. That's the nickname. And we use some sort of like we say Hashem or whatever it is. We say some type of thing. However, Nigma again, when it's come time to pronounce the sentence and find the guy guilty, then you can't use a nickname. Law Hark and Makini, you can't kill this person, Makini. LMAT, Kalano, so if everyone else is taking care of the courtroom, guess what? The court reporters, artists, or whatever else, all the spectators are out. Show that something else has been there, and the judges ask the what you heard. And he says it. He had no choice. The Dayanim are to stand up when the name of God is mentioned. And they, yes, okay. And then they tear clear. The Torah, the law, and the Kessel, the Shirt. They tear clear. Shane him off. And he came over and said, God, you're the Shirt. And you're fine. So that's the story. Rashi fills in 19. So I had the court because the back and forth of court. They were still cross examining the witnesses and so on. So then they would use a nickname. So they didn't use the name Hashem, we had Yossi, and so on and so forth. But, okay. Rashi says, yeah, that's why it's Yossi, because the Arba Osios is just like Yossi has four letters, just like the name Hashem has four letters, it's Tevetke, and also the Gemachi of time. Okay, but again, Nigmar Din, it's time to carry out the sentence with Rashi. That's right. They have to hear what the Eidim say. What they do is they clear out the public, there's no reason for the public to have to hear it, they think free, and so on and so forth. So, Gemara, now 1 to 20. The Gemara comment in that mission people out later, that's Tamar Chaman Aleph Tzad. The Gemara says, Nigmar Din, hold in the Nola. Why do the Eidim have to stand up when Hashem is being mentioned? Other words, if I'm me, the Omar Kroah, the Eid, boy, love, quote, the plastic by Aaron Eglon. That's the mocker, okay? And he was sitting there, so he quotes the whole thing, and the Gemara said, I don't want to have a hunger. Omar Eglon, Melech Balaam, Shum Bachri, okay, I think Eglon was a guy, and not only that, but the Shum, who Lo Yada Elabakina, he didn't hear the name of God exactly, because presumably, Eglon spoke to him in Moabite language, right? And I'm sorry, Eglon spoke to Eglon in their language. He said, Eglon, God, or whatever, got to, whatever. He said some name. And still he stood up, he saw the Shem of Farish, and so, hearing the Shem of Farish, oh, it's not something, you know. So that's it. Yeah. But that's a further question, which name, but yeah. Says, don't think they stood up having to do like we may have first thought that have to do with the cursing and tones of work. No. Helen shouldn't the Minka Lelishma come on. Okay? Aaron wasn't cursing God's name, it was just and you hear the mention of God's name, you don't sit down. Okay? The Meiri mentioned something else. The Meiri said, you know, there is the halacha is when you tear kriya, you have to be standing. That's the thing. God forbid a relative die. When you tear kriya, you stand. You must just stand by tearing kriya. Okay, so the Miri said that's another reason they stand, because they're going to tear clear over here. But still, he said that you take the name of Hashem as well. The Aleph on there, there's the Hedge of Amar Aleph, discusses, but maybe it was because the clear, but he says, no, that didn't get tear clear, perhaps only when tearing clear for relatives. You would have to stand in the tear clear for hearing the name of Hashem. And so, in fact, there's another time we tear clear to us all the time. It's a Torah burning. So other time you say that we also maybe who knows caring to you don't have to stand there for they stood up because of the name of Hashem. Anyway, to mention something, to be something, you have to see whatever it is, we're looking into that great detail now. But that's the halacha. So there is a halacha that is learned from this bay, the Rambam. This is the Mishnah, I can watch the Rambam. That's brought the halacha in the Rambam. This is the Mizar, part of Bay's of the Chet, 24. Tells the story. As far as we're down to now, how do we know how a person in Hashem, how people say, well, fine. And he tells the story. Chol Yom Bukas and Kini Matthew Yossi. Okay. The whole part during the trial, they would use God as name and nickname. But at the end, they take everyone out, and so on, and so on. And he says, say what you say. Now I've had Dayanim, only in Amar Dayan. And I have to stand up. So I'm a bridge of the halacha. Okay, so. Well, that's nothing. That's not because God is being vain. You know, here it's worse. Here it's
there.
Right, yeah. Here's someone personal. Okay, I'll keep it on the color. It's a different. Elohim there can mean a judge. That's not my issue right now, but my point is to show you that the Rambam passed the like this Gemara. So, coming back to Kaddish. So far, it's not going to do with Kaddish, except that Kaddish is a praise of Hashem's name. And although we don't pronounce Hashem's name, we do speak of Yehei Shmei Rabba, his great name. Well, that's what we're saying, right? Yehei Shmei Rabba, his great name. Be blessed, so on and so forth. Right, but I'm so right, correct. But the Shulchan Aruch mentions the following. I just wanted to show you that we do learn a halacha in the Gemara, and Pascha and Rambam, from the story of Eglon, from the Kaddish, though. However, nonetheless, because you might let the shame of the forest and so on. But the Shulchan Aruch does mention Rambam, says in the Rambam, first of all, Yeshua Chavein Paniyas HaKadosh. You have that Kavano when they say Kadosh, but I'll go over low Yavsik and Yeshua Rabba, the Halacha should not happen. That's the in between Yeshua Rabba and so on. And the word Bevorach, it's one phrase, good. Milano, so it's a Mekal Ram, she can't see Yeshua Rabba, that's why she is here, you know. Yeshua Rabba, the same very loud, that's big from the Shepard. But we start the Lurus, there's more Kaddish, she should make an effort to hear Kaddish, and so on. And there are more heads, Agav, Yeshua Rabba, Kishon, and Kaddish, we call them Shepard. There are more, like she said, that Dr. Moshe in the Torah, Paskin, here in the Shecharach, Yechor Maishem, that you should stand, and the Chabad didn't say it. The Chabad did not say it. The Ramon says you should stand. Then he goes on to say, what happens? You came to school, you heard the man, the case, but I've never heard the comments, you just heard the people, should you answer, and so on. Okay, not an issue. Now, interestingly enough, the Vilna Gaon, the Bir HaGor there, or Hans Nunva, you want to see the Islam mode, a host kept to Shelby. And it's very interesting. And he also had, I don't know, the Gaon usually is the first one to tell you, you know, that it's a different source, it comes from somewhere else, but the Gaon says, you shall be, and he quotes the quote-unquote, misquotes the Bosom. And I'm sorry, the Gaon quotes the Yerushalmi, he doesn't have the expression quoting the Rosh Halacha, he has the correct expression. Var Elokim Lili Alecha, that's what I would say. That part of the show, and we do a part of the talk. Var Elokim Lili Alecha, but the Gaon quotes the right Bosom, but he does mention the Yerushalmi, and says, the Kamer Lezer, and I'm a nation, I'm a chalabar, I should push a boy to make a rabbi. So that, maybe there was such a Yerushalmi, I don't know, or at least that's the book, or it's not very unclear. So, even though the Gemara never mentions it, the Gemara only learned from the story of Eglon about judges standing when they hear the name of Hashem in the courtroom, we learn from here, says there are more as well about standing for time. The book of Rob quotes the Yerushalmi, and Dr. Moshe, it says the Gemara didn't stand. And he also writes, the saying the second line of the Bhagavad Gita, and then he also calls him Dalid. He says, the same Tosaf Kavanos with seven, Shekin Malak Ari. Okay, Ari, Ari's all kind of this, also, kind of like the Mahari, he also did not stand for Kavanos. That's what I'm telling us. The Omar, the Tosaf Kavanos, Kavanos, Sofer, will be Rishabi. Is a scribal error in the Rishalmi. Not only in the Rishalmi, but the whole thing is not right. It's a listen. Okay? So that's what the Gemara brought close to that Rizal. Also, did not stand for Kaddish. He said this whole Rishalmi is false. The Gemara brought says, when you near me, when I should come to so the Rishalmi, I should maybe should never come to the Rishalmi. The Mount of Rome says, no, they were. I agree with you with the Tal Sofer, because the scribal error here. The scribal error was in misquoting the Pasuk. The scribal error is not the din. That's what the Rambam says. He says, yeah, Haimu Shemeli, Shemela, Kul, Kivar, Shemechum, or the Emes Lotzuka, Rafa Yostam, Amakise, Pashma Shemeh, Atzmo, Tom. Okay? The criteria is going to be on a sale, the criteria is the Tom of Shemela, Shetiro, Lama, like Rashi said, on 53rd. Presumably he was told, yeah, okay, I don't know, there's no Rashi, something like that. We had a problem. Furthermore, he says, well, oh, I feel that I come to Atzmo, even in this game, on the phone, there's no limit to come to Homer. Who says, no, I come to Rashi, come to Homer, not to Amor.
Then you shouldn't stand until you say, hey, it's not a second line.
does sing. No, because it was for the son of God. I'm not even more, because since it wasn't shown, he didn't have to pass. He did. He gets rewarded for it. Okay. I mean, the choice. Right. Could be. Could also be. Could also be. That's a Saul Kluger comment. But yeah, it's very, the word Kluger is clever. He was very clever. Very clever. And that's just clever that the real source is there. We kind of see it here in Parsi Pollock. Now, Yud Asad, Maria Sam, Petrus, Yud Aleph, Chel Aleph, or Chel Yud Aleph, Paul says, disagree, he doesn't love it. Okay, he quotes the whole Ramah, the Baalil, the Yishami, everything. Okay, and he mentions it on the go, quotes the Yishami, which I thought was part of it, but anyway, he mentioned it. But to find out, Kais, what's up, you are going on your son of Kuber, basically, to his broad, right, broad, the state you're still trying to quote it, but it's over, and it's in the right way. And then, at the very end of that first paragraph, Maria Sav adds, and what Sashi Shoah did arise was David Big Day Yeshua. Quoted earlier, Sefer, wasn't Sashi, I'm not sure what that paper is, but I don't have access to it, but I don't know what it is, because the Maria Sad quotes it, and he says, below your doubt, he's one of the hanging rhyme in that Torah. I don't know why no one before quoted the cuss of the Torah by Gilah. But they quoted to Aylan for it, that the Aylan shows the Amorai from the Torah. Fine. And of course, the Sefer Big Day, it is a Maria, the Yehuda Asad, Maria Asad. Because of some Kugel, says someone else being for the punch, another sacred. But then he writes, well, the second part, when there's 19, I'm not so sure. He says, I'm not so sure that it's right, because the truth of the matter is, to go back to the Medrash, what did the Medrash say? Why did Balak tell Bilam to stand up? Not really to honor Hashem, but why? Because he was taunting him. He was a Yohi, he made fun of him. He's going to give him a hard time. It sounds like, says the Maria Sad, that if not for that, we wouldn't let us stand up. But Medrash, the background of the Medrash is that he only told him, came with your own Tzachim for, right? On the second line of that paragraph, Zulus from the Tzachim, Lom Elo Shem, Rishisho, Mati Vashem, Gamor, Lom Elo Kumbor. After all, this is the second time that Bilam comes back after, you know, to try and curse the people. The first time, we'll find that Bilam pulled Bilam stand up. So, the Maria Sad, maybe that's why nobody really wanted to quote the riot from the Torah, because that was the great riot, because the Medrash seems to say the only thing that don't get stood up is because there's some fine respect that the two of them had to talk to each other. So, okay. And at the end, he also says you can bring a riot from the story of the Gemara about that the Megadeth. We do learn from Eglon, so the same thing over here. Fine. There are different traditions, different practices in terms of the standing up. We saw a whole group of people who said should stand among the Svaydi poskim, that is not the practice. First of all, the Mechaber didn't mention it. Ramon mentioned it, and the Ravam, the Al Ashurad, the Master Shaker, and the Shalom Kugar, so they all mentioned standing. Shalom Zahar, Al Atanya, Himen, Hishon, Al Ravam. Okay, then the Svaydi, the Sefer, the Chidol, Sefer Kedonah of the Sheet, not confusing the Sefer Tov Ayin of the Chilal, Tzimim Yerches, of the Sefer Tov Ayin, always one day. Okay, he says, one right. Yep, he says, he quotes that to Hagos Mordechai, basically, he showed me, and he says, the Chaynor, and other quotes, so many people do stand up and so on and so forth, but he says, and he quotes somebody who complains, how come they're on the side of the stand, but he says, the Madonna Tzicha, with the respect, sir, the Kubler Hador, if the Rabbeinu Ariza Tzal. We go back to the Ariza Tzal, who did not stand, and so on, and he quotes many others who say that they're on the side of the parties, who say not to stand, he repeats this, but the Chidol, another Sefer, the Kesher Gadol, in the Tzunches Kusitalik, if it was standing already, they standing. He quotes that from the Arizal, that's like the Arizal. And that is what the Chidol says. Back to the sheet, but then Ishchayr, there was a Chayr back then. So a lot of great Sardi scholars, Shon Rishona, Parshas Vayechi. Oseh, Kalish, Shetosim, Umar, Kidol, Kalish, Aparizal, Aparalo, Shon Rishona, Ishchayr, Oberlan, Achar, Neh, Tamei, Ishchayr, Amakulo. Right, if you're standing already, like you have to swear, so you have to holler, faith standing. The chain is, the chalak condition is dominant, so you also have to be cottage. Let's say you started to sit And then Tanakhachim will place you stood up out of nowhere. Now you're up, stay up, right? It doesn't matter, you must be standing for two looks. As long as you're standing, you have to remain standing. That's the shock of the Bereish Chai as well. And also the Kafachayim, in the latest Friday's color, can ask him in the above, those Chaf. Also, Paskins, again, the name of the Shadi authorities, they stand over there, they stand in the Chayt Av of the Bar. And that is the widespread Shadi practice. So, they have different opinions on Sardom and Ashkenazim. Even the Aruch HaSulchan, this is next door. Okay,
Proper, they should be in. And that's Psalm 39 as well.
Charles Jones, Euler Zion, Religion aber Shaul, Emperor Tom Kahn Sagan, Joseph Street, the Rakanish, Sam Bays, Parakay, Hostess, Shayla, Hang Tuck, at the Lava Shash, and Akadish, or not, okay, I'll go off or not, Chuma Mills by Sarge, Shalom Lamo, Hang on his Bohu, was a Pavana Kadish, like the Emperor, I'm sure the story, when we call Malcolm, we send him to Malcolm Shakul of Oakland, Lamo, don't take my hand. Okay, that's the thing. I didn't find it on the case because it was a very good question. Okay? I suspect you would like to see it. So that it'll stand out. Okay? The Shogal Arbach says in the Sefer Lichos Shlomo, third part in the Prophet Halacha 48 in the bottom, he said, this idea of the Arizal, to understand, he says it should also stand not only if you were found to be because of what you were doing beforehand, but if you have to stand for what comes right afterward. Okay? For example, with Mincha, there's a Kaddish right before the Shemoneh Esrei. Right? So that's what he mentioned. If there's something coming right before, he mentions Dikdek Avinu Lama Kishan Shai Kaddish Hashem Ha Tzimah Ha Tzimah Ha Tzimah. The other way. Okay. All right, anyhow. So that's just to finish up, wrap up. Okay? The interesting point, you know, the Sonic Kaddish and the Donish Reflection, we're talking about the congregation's response. What about the person saying Kaddish? We don't talk about that. The process is there for sure, he's standing. Okay, especially the person saying Kaddish is standing. What's interesting is that the Achronim compare saying Kaddish to someone saying Shmona Esrei. The following is like looking toward the Bitya Yosef, the Chidol also, Bitya Yosef. He writes, in the Sinun Hay, the previous Sinun, host test, finish up. Kashem Shasa Lava Negan's Bala Tasa Lava Negan Omer Kaddish. Just like I'm supposed to walk right in front of somebody saying this when I say, I'm supposed to try and talk to do sometimes, but try not to walk in front of myself, just walk in front of saying Kaddish. And Shai Chuba quote down a look and I assume and none wrong. Sipana, quote number Kiosa, the name of Yakov Moko. Okay, Kashem Shasa Lava Negan's Bala Tasa Lava Negan Omer Kaddish. So, the hell is the significant part of being Kaddish? Like you're saying, it's my essence. They all walk in front. That our practice also is, I think, the one that happens. When we say Kaddish, we stand the feet together. Okay? And I just think that next to the Kabbalah's lawyer, when we're going to learn, one of them has a statement called the Kol Chaim, or Shukar Or Chaim, it's not true. But in Or Chaim, in that Ashton, in the Hay, he says, the Kol Makom, Lomar Kaddish Dafka Meshuvah Radlayim, any other way, I have no proof for it, I have no source for it. That's the practice, say Kaddish and your feet together, but I don't have a source for it, okay? That is the meaning in place, so maybe because of this connection, as we just said, the Shemoneh Esrei, so now it's connected to the Shemoneh Esrei. And we finish with a statement of a sacred Kaddish, yes, or Parak Nun, it says, Kibalki Meshem Chosid Echot Shem Adakte Kishom HaMeni Eshne Rabba, the Chag and Meshuggah, not only, but when you answer the Eishma Rav, also puts it together. Keyboard. Okay? Kamal Tzul Shmarasi, Kisa Os Umofe Shekharibar, Chafetz Ma'od, the Tzilos on Tzil Yisrael. It somehow shows how much Shekharibar wants and desires and how Tzilos. In any event, it just tells you the power or the significance of Kaddish, and it almost has a status of Shmarasi. You walk in front of a person, the minute you get the Kaddish, or come in front of a look at it, but the minute you stand your feet together, as far as answering, so yeah, different traditions, on the father asks Kaddish, we should stand. Usually, if the Kaddish knows the father's side, we sit, and they're both correct. Okay, we're showing that in Shabbos. Okay, this is the same thing, you can walk in front of somebody. I forgot, I was going to do something. Okay. Shabbat,
Well,
he knows.